Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line.
Love Line.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Dish your bed. Bada, 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 bada. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no guests tonight. Thank
Hallelujah.
Christ. Matthew Lillard, dear, dear, dear friend, in here on Thursday. But until then, it's a party.
I've got some babysitting duties that night, so my sons are coming up here that night.
All right.
To meet
What's
Matthew.
Up? Where's the old lady?
They're going ice skating, you know, like competition up in San Francisco.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please. Please, Drew. You spare the rod. You spoil the child. Do you realize you've spent more on ice skates on your one kid than my parents spent on me in their entire life?
Just ice skates. Not forget the coaching and the travel and the.
I would say just
forever,
just
ice skates.
I would say just ice skates. If you,
oh,
if
no, no,
you,
Adam, just the skates. Trust me, oh, just the boots and skates.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, you have to discount the things like electricity and rent and.
You could maybe even factor that in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Ice skates for performing ice skaters is not a cheap thing.
No one's really paying any rent actually where I live. So yeah, that's true. All right. Gonna kill my parents. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. That's Jerome Adam, Dr. Drew, board certified zid, blah, 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 blah. All right, we're gonna give some, get some weather reports out.
Went down and saw a couple friends of yours today, Seth McFarlane and Alex Borstein.
Ooh.
I did the Family Guy thing today.
You did the Family
One
Guy.
One of the most fun afternoons I've had in a long time.
Easy, right?
Oh, it's the happiest place on earth. That's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I've done a lot of voiceover work, and normally the people who have you do the voiceover work are idiots, and they just figure, well, do it 175 times, and that way no one can ever blame me.
Right.
If you did it the best anyone could ever do it the first time, it wouldn't matter. You'd still have to do another 174 times so they could say it wasn't my fault if it didn't come out.
Right.
They can't hear the difference between something good and something bad.
And this,
let me tell you something about stupid people. Stupid people, they not only F things up, they don't know when something's good either.
Right, of course.
It's both.
They
do crappy work, and if something's good, they ignore it. Right.
Now,
but
Seth goes
family
in.
Family Guy, you go in. If you do it, you just
Seth's,
keep moving.
Well, Seth's in there, goes, that's it. Hey, try it once this way. Oh, perfect. See you later. It's like,
I think because of that, first off, when you're having a conversation, you don't get 150 takes. So obviously, if everything has too much spit and polish on it, it doesn't come across as organic or realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, just having, I mean, it has to be delivered clearly, it has to be funny, it has to be sold. But I wonder if that's part of the reason why the Family Guy seems a little more organic in conversationally.
Yeah, yeah, because they just let it work out. And
right.
I didn't realize Seth was, I obviously knew he was a talented guy, but the guy's a genius.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
He controls. I mean, he runs the whole. He gives advice on nuances on the animation to make sure the acting is right. You know, the Stewie is given the right glance.
Well,
it's like, wow.
Listen, never, by the way, underestimate not getting laid in high school. If he
he's so happy.
If
how
he
could that
got
be?
One drop of poontang in high school,
all be gone.
He'd be driving a forklift at a recycling center.
Meep, 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 meep.
He just be great, and you'd walk up to him and he'd go, "That's colored glass. That goes in a separate pile. The clear glass is over here. That has a California redemption value of 20 cents." That's what Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy would be doing if he got half a hand job in high school. But I do believe that being deprived of all sexual contact, even physical contact.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring. You write concertos and operas. I mean, that idea, probably never even had a thing with a vagina brush up against him from
just
probably until the age of 25.
Wow, another episode emerges.
That's right.
You know, he did the voices for the kid. They spent a 2-hour show. My kids around their new show, American Dad, they aired for us. It's amazing.
You see that movie, remember Boy in the Plastic Bubble with John Travolta?
Yeah.
He got more tail than Seth did in high school.
Well,
yeah, in the bubble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All this complaining you've done, though, why aren't you producing?
I should be smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what counteracted my what would have been potential genius with a lack of poontang in high school? I was a good athlete.
Oh yeah.
And that kind of took the edge off.
Yeah.
I didn't just go home and cry and masturbate.
Yeah, and then Alex told me that you and her husband Jackson used to just drink and smoke pot till you vomited with Ralph Garman. Just routinely would just drink and smoke pot till you vomited. Garman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was your basic night.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't 19 either. I was like 28. Just sit around this guy's crappy apartment.
Well, so wonder your medicine is still the red wine.
That's my medicine. That's my medicine. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I knew me and Alex Borstein, of course, from Mad TV and Family Guy.
Does Lois.
And she's a good writer, writes some episodes, does that kind of stuff. I think she does a couple of voices. She does the Asian Reporter, does all that.
Sure.
Yeah, her husband was an old friend of mine. I didn't know her way back in the day. I knew her about 10 years ago. But, this guy just lived in a crappy apartment. His roommate, I live in a crappy apartment, my roommate.
But he made living a crappy life apparently some sort of art form.
He did.
He'd take old chickens, and those would be his ashtrays. He'd put your cigarettes out in old dirt, decaying carcasses.
Well, I had a shopping cart in his bedroom, and he was on the third floor of an apartment. Yeah. His kitchen was a disaster. But we do things like this. I don't know. I miss being poor for these kind of nights. We knew someone who worked at the TGIF Friday, the TGIFs out in, that's just a bad local chain, or it's probably a national chain. You go there, you get your Bloomin' Onion or whatever. She worked at the one out in, like, Chatsworth. I was living in Santa Monica.
We're talking about 45 minutes away, maybe.
Yeah, he was living in Van Nuys. I mean, we're talking miles. If you're living somewhere outside of Southern California, we're talking different counties. I'd call him on a Sunday night at like 8 o'clock. It turns out Katie was working; she was managing the bar. We could get free ribs. It was drive. 27 years old, half a tank of gas. It's a whole evening just driving across town all the way up. To go from Santa Monica to Chatsworth now, I want $500.
Right. See,
and the free ribs.
You would do things.
You're just driving as an adult, just on the road. The rib plate was $9.99. Maybe it was $11. It was just all on the road. Oh, yeah, it's free. I mean, you got to leave a tip, but it's free, and we get a couple of free pina coladas. Well, we're on the road. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You spend a lot of, it's a lot of work being cheap.
Being poor. Yeah.
Being poor. Yeah, you end up spending a lot of time on the road. Yes. You spend too much time.
But you'll do it gladly.
Oh,
we did.
All right, Drew, you ready to ride?
There we go. Now I'm ready.
Let's get to the phones. What do you say? I got to get the weather report out today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this. Speaking of being on the road, got into a Mexican standoff on the road with a old woman today.
Where she just kind of stopped the car kind of
Never
thing?
Happened to me before. Got to a three-way stop sign. Not a four-way, but a three-way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Makes a T.
Right.
I was coming over the cross of the top of the T. She was coming up the stem of the T. And we got to stop sign same time. You know what? I got to my stop sign half a pigeon's heartbeat before she did.
Even if not, you were on the right, so you had the right of way.
I had the right of way.
Yeah.
But here's the wrinkle.
It's in California.
I wanted to do something. I actually wanted to turn around.
Do a U-turn.
And I wanted to do a U-turn or move out. I wanted to do something. I wasn't going straight. So we both came at the same time, and like the old lady she was, she gave me the wave. And I gave her, not being able to explain, I was turning around. I wasn't going to go straight. And to do a U-turn, I would have had to
hit her.
T-bone her.
Yeah.
So I gave her the, no, you go ahead. And she gave me the, no, go ahead. And I gave her the, are you kidding me? Am I going to get out and explain? I'm trying to do something. No, just go ahead. And she gave me the, no, go ahead. And here's the whole thing about old people on the road. You got a dangerous combination of angry.
Yeah.
Angry at everyone under 65. You got that. B, eyesight. Angry, you got ornery.
Yeah.
And can't drive.
Irritable.
And I got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
What it is I got a optometrist appointment at noon. It's 9:50.
Yeah.
And it's down the hill.
Yeah.
I leave 4 hours early. I'm just sitting here. I'm going to go over there and read a Life magazine for 17 hours in the waiting room. They don't even open. I got to sit out there, watch a mailman show up. I got to wait. I watch a gardener blow the leaves. The office not even open. So I got nothing but time. Don't F with me. I got nothing but time. I don't know why old people have so much time.
So what happened?
So I'm sitting there and I go, no, just go. I like, listen, you old coos, you don't know what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to turn around. I went, just go. No. you go. So I finally decide, I'm just going to look down. I'm now going to sit here in my car, and I'm going to stare at my crotch. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to put my hands on the wheel. I'm going to sit here motionless and hope, play possum. Like, I'm just going to sit here and see how long it takes her.
What happened?
Now, as per usual, whenever these things happen, some neighbors walking up the street, so they get to experience this whole surreal, semi-aggressive exchange that's going on between me and the elderly woman.
Oh, my God.
And he's sort of sitting there, and I look up at him, and now he knows her. He's a neighbor, so he's sort of waving, and she's giving him the shrug, like, what's this maniac doing? And I'm just looking down. I've gone into Zen mode. I'm now staring at my crotch.
You made a commitment now. You can't back out.
For what feels like an hour, but it's about a 3 Mississippi, and now I look back up again. She's still sitting there. And I thought, I started thinking of the C word.
What did you do?
Like the old bag of bones.
Did you go do the U-turn?
I was going to snap you like kindling. And by the way, listen, here's the rule. Let me tell you the rule of the road. I follow it. I think everyone should. Don't F with people that can beat you up.
Yes.
If I punched you, I would kill you.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You should not, in general, don't antagonize people that can beat you up. And I'm
good
sorry.
Generally rule.
I'm sorry. If you're in a wheelchair or you're as 90-year-old midget or you have some sort of osteoporosis, don't mess with guys who do Ultimate Fighting Championships.
Yes,
just leave everyone alone. The weaker person
what'd you
needs
do?
To go. I sat there, and so she started to creep out and make her turn, and I thought, oh Christ, thank you. And as she started creeping, of course, I was going to just slide in behind her, and she stopped.
I just
want to lob a grenade into this goose's car.
And so what happened?
I just said, screw it. At that point, just started doing the move. Yeah.
Anyway, and she was still on her side of the...
Yeah.
Where was she now? Well, show me here.
I
got to see this.
She creeped out a little bit, and I just went around her, and then, you know, she eventually went. But I'd never experienced that before, where I actually hit a stop sign with somebody, and they wouldn't go.
I'd love to hear her... version of what happened.
Oh, I'll tell you her version.
But I mean,
some maniac.
I understand the maniac
flying up in a hot rod.
Yeah.
Hopped up on drugs, listening to rock and roll music.
Was she able to interpret what the final move was, and then maybe think for a second? Perhaps that's why that young man was asking me to go.
No, it was. I told you to go. You're not accepting my hospitality. I'm not going either. It became a standoff.
I see that.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of that these days.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on out there.
I don't know. It's weird.
All right. Hey, but it's good times,
it is
right?
Good times, yeah. It takes all kinds, too.
Hopefully. I hope she's attacked by, like, a buzzard.
Nah.
I really do.
Don't
get her
that
eyes.
Negative.
I really do.
No. Kate?
Kate?
Yeah?
Hey, Kate, what's up?
Okay, I'm on a diet, and I'm counting calories, and I want to know how many calories are in cum.
Well, I'm going to tell my daughter.
You should count brain cells, by the way, while you're counting.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And cataloging, too, while you're at it. Make sure they stay put. But I'm going to tell my daughter 3,500 per teaspoon. Per teaspoon.
Per teaspoon.
3,500 calories.
How about just per batch?
No, because a batch could be 7,000 calories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Drew. Yeah. Passionate man.
But, Kate.
Yeah.
Kate?
Yeah?
Yeah. It's basically zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a load up.
What's going on, Goofball? You're not really asking this question, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Why? How much sperm do you ingest?
I don't know. Not a lot.
Good.
Not a lot.
Good.
Just what?
I'm just wondering.
No, yeah. I'm happy to answer the question. We're just worried about you if you're really doing this to the point where it could be meaningful.
What kind of diet are you on?
I'm just, like, counting calories, you know? So.
How much you weigh?
145.
How tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Okay. Right. Good.
Should I do some radio, man?
No, that's all right.
Cool.
Let it be.
Yeah. All right. You getting some exercise?
Yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast?
It's actually an important question. Cheerios?
Yeah.
You might want to switch to yogurt and some nuts, something like that.
Yeah, get a little protein in there.
Get some protein going.
Stay away from them carbs.
Yeah, the carb that you, and or maybe an egg white or a couple egg whites, but stay with the protein, complex protein.
She gets up, she eats a breakfast, then in the afternoon she has a semen shake, and then has a snack, and then it's another semen shake before bed.
Snack, semen also?
Snack is made of boogers and earwax.
Okay.
She only eats things that come
from
the body.
This is Shrek's wife, basically, right?
What's Shrek's wife eat? I didn't see Shrek.
Boogers and earwax.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure there's going to be a version, God knows what the name will be, where there will be semen shakes involved.
Oh. And I never saw a Shrek. Does she really eat boogers and earwax?
That's a big, they're sort of gross. They like to fart together and they eat earwax and stuff. Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Gotta watch that Shrek.
Yeah, but when the porno version come out, which undoubtedly you'll catch.
Yeah.
There'll be other bodily fluids, no doubt, that will enter into it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie?
Hi.
23?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I have a question. My boyfriend is of a little bit larger than average size. I'd say he's about like 6 inches. And when we have
say
sex...
That, it's what,
like,
say that again. What is what?
He's about a little bit larger than average size penis and everything.
You said something about what was 6 inches?
I know, but I love our listeners because they will instinctively and uncannily not repeat the part that you want to hear.
They caught our attention, yeah.
Yeah, right. They'll go, my boyfriend's a little larger than average. It's a little more than 6 inches. And then you go, what was that? And I go, a little larger than 6 inches. And you go, no, that's not the part. That's not the part.
So you said something about 6 inches, yes?
Okay, what I was saying is his size is larger than 6 inches, and I'm having a problem with... When we have sex and I have, like, a large orgasm where it's, better than normal, I guess you could say, I'll actually end up in tears because it hurts for him to pull out or to move afterwards. And I'm wondering what I can do to fix that. Mm. Like, if it's me, if I'm just tightening up too much. Or
yeah, you're having you're spasming at the end. Can you relax?
Well, I do. It's just that it takes a couple minutes, and I'm, like, literally, like, so excited. And I finish, and then, like maybe... 10-20 seconds later, he'll go to pull out or move, and I'm like, it starts to hurt.
Why doesn't he not move for a minute or two?
That's torture. If he's
done. I'm just like, I'm ready to move, and it's done, and then I'm just a little worried. And
well, where's he at in the sex? Is he done?
Yeah. He always, we usually, we have a pretty good relationship where we actually come together, so.
What? Wait a minute. This
really?
This never been reported for in a human being.
Really?
Yeah.
You, he goes and then you go?
Yeah.
It's very rare.
How do you guys do that? It's
how does that work?
Well it like, there's a lot of, foreplay in the beginning and everything. And
what was that word?
He takes care of me.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of me, and then I'll take care of him to a degree. And then when we actually have intercourse, like, I'm pretty close. And so...
Right.
By the time he's working up to it,
you've got your timing down. Yeah, we got it.
I'm hip. I know the whole part where you're both excited, and he doesn't just rape you in your sleep. I know. There's never any good answer to anything. But what I was asking is are you able to get to a point and then sort of plateau
and
yourself, and then his orgasm sends you over the edge?
Yeah, I would say that happens, yeah, but it's so much, like I said, that at that point in time when I go, finally, that it actually puts me in pain.
Did somebody come into the liquor store you're working at?
No, I just started my car. I'm sorry. My boyfriend got under the truck.
Truck.
He got under the truck.
No, into my truck. He just
got into your truck. Oh, you drive a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do? Something with dogs or something?
No, I'm a manager at a restaurant.
Oh,
wait a minute.
You're a manager at a restaurant.
Wait a minute. Does she have a penis?
What's your boyfriend do? Did you meet him at the restaurant?
Yeah, actually I did. He's a line cook.
Shocking. Everybody, I tell you, it's one big sex farm over there. It's all everyone just banging the bejesus out of everybody. God knows what's in that blue cheese dressing. It is a disaster back there. Everybody works at a restaurant. Here's the deal. You manage a restaurant. I don't care if you're male, female, married, hermaphrodite, divorced, crippled. You will start nailing people that work for you. That's how it works.
That's, I guess, evidently. From what we hear, certainly.
Have I ever been more right about something?
No, we've slowly uncovered that over the last 18 months or so.
We've established it on this show. It's been confirmed, yes. I mean, you manage a restaurant. There's no better gig than this. Mm-hmm. You ready? Male, 28 to 35, single, managing a restaurant in a cool city with a bar, a place like Chicago, San Francisco, something like that.
But
upscale, a little bit trendy.
It's really a resort town.
It doesn't matter.
With people that come through and don't live there all year round.
You're not banging. Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
You're banging the staff.
Then you're hiring people that come and go.
But here's the whole thing. The job like the hostess, that turns over.
Whether you're in a resort town or not.
Yeah, it just turns over. It's a never-ending chain of hot 19-year-old college chicks who put up with it for about 6 months, and if you don't make them a cocktail waitress, they move on, or they get snatched up by some good-looking guy who comes in there, some regulars, an attorney, and divorced, starts dating, they quit their job, whatever it is. Hot-looking chicks and just endless, and here's how it works. Last call's 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock. People are wiping down the tables, hanging out. Who wants a shot of Jaeger? And that's where it all begins. Do you know what I'm saying?
Started over the Jaeger.
You need a ride home? Let's talk about the schedule. I know you don't like working Mondays. I can put you in on Saturday.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Play your cards.
Wait,
right.
Stephanie's still talking to us. Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
So, really, there's no answer to this other than learning to release, learning to relax, and also asking him to hold still for maybe up to, you know, a good 45 seconds.
Right. I just imagine. I have cried, and this makes me feel like crap, you know.
It's going to be hard. How about some lube? A little extra lube.
Yeah, we have KY also, so.
Okay, not just using shortening from the kitchen?
No.
All right, so what happened? You're working the restaurant. You've been managing for a while?
I trained in a restaurant, and he trained me on the line, and when I finished my training and became a manager, we started dating. And I was
Who was there first?
He was.
Oh, he was.
He trained her.
It's making more sense now because it always works that way.
Yeah.
All right, so he was there first and you showed up. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
How long have you guys been dating?
1 year.
1 year.
Good times.
How old is he?
He's 26.
Perfect.
All right. Now, if you break up, it's going to be weird.
Well, we don't work at the same restaurant anymore.
Oh, that's good. What kind of restaurant is it? I'm just curious.
I'm
fascinated by this couple. What kind of restaurant?
It's a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
Red Lobster.
Red Schwarzer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Red Lobster.
Oh, do you have nothing but black clientele?
No, actually, no.
No, maybe that's an L.A. thing. She's calling from Arizona. New York and L.A. It's called Red Schwarzer. It's different. I'm telling you, Jimmy and I went into the one on Wilshire. We're the only white guys in the entire place. Not a bad thing, just an interesting thing.
That's just Wilshire.
Maybe. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Really?
Because, why would that be? It doesn't make sense.
Well, let me explain this. Why would Jimmy's cousin Sal say, you guys are going to Red Schwarzer tonight? And we'd say, what are you talking about? And he said, duh, that's what we call it on Long Island. So they have nothing but black patrons in there. That's really? Yeah, never heard that. We went to the one in Wilshire. Nothing but blacks.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Interesting.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's good times. Yeah. And they like spending $42 for bad seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, really?
What are people doing?
Oh, boy.
They got a drink called the Lobsterita.
Oh.
That's a margarita, red lobster style, but it conjures up from an imagery. Yeah. Yeah, Lobsterita. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Know what it's like? It's like someone's foo-foo went bad. You know what I'm saying? Picture that.
Yeah.
Lobsterita. Yeah. Are you ready to rock, Drew?
Yeah.
Let me say this. We got to go to break. Crank Yankers on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I already saw it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Play your cards right. We'll get you back on that show, Drew.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Now that I've got a voiceover career going?
Yeah. Amy, who's 16, boyfriend cheated. And he has chlamydia. Can she get it? Had sex with him 2 weeks ago. We'll find out answers to that. Oh, and I'm going to give the weather out tonight.
If you don't, I'll have no idea what's going on.
I have
out
no
there.
Idea.
So I'm sorry.
Have
Thank
no
God.
Idea.
Thank
I have
God.
No idea.
Thank God.
All right. All that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Got a weather report here, Drew.
You know, Adam, tonight I had a great waiter, and he expressed his appreciation for your weather reports.
Wow.
Both in terms of being able to know exactly what he was experiencing as he walked through life.
Sure.
And for the comedic effect.
Well, you wouldn't know. I mean, thank Christ we have morning radio and AM radio. They let you know all about the weather all the time.
And the,
all
and the traffic.
The time. And the traffic. Yeah. Yes, slow and go. Look out for brake lights. Well, let me just give a little weather out
before we get moving
because it's very important.
Thank you.
Very important. No way you know it. Bill Guard's checking in 71. Cudahy, 71. Irwindale coming in 71. Found Valley, 71. La Palma, 71. Pacoima, 71. Simi Valley, 71. Port?
Wainimi.
Wainimi, 71 degrees. Westminster, Drew?
71.
71, oh. Cypress, 71, Rialto, 71, Van Nuys, 71, Chatsworth, 71, La Habra, 71 degrees. Again, hey. Recap, Bell Guards coming in at 71, Cudahy, 71, Irwindale, 71, Found Valley, 71, La Palma, 71, Pacoima, 71, Simi Valley, 71, Port Wainimi, 71. Westminster, 71. Cypress checking in, 71 degrees. Rialto, 71. Van Nuys checking in at 71. Chatsworth, 71. La Habra, 71 degrees out there. So, if you're going to be in one of those areas or any area in between, it's going to be 71 degrees. 71. Getting up into the low 90s. What's the projected weather for tomorrow and the other? Bell Gardens, 98 degrees. Cudahy, 98 degrees. Irwindale, 98 degrees. 171. Gonna be 98. You know, let me explain something. 71, when the sun's not out. But then there's a giant fiery orb that comes into the sky, and that creates heat. Some say it's the essence, light and heat, the essence of all life coming from the fiery orb in the sky. That comes up. The temperature rises. You have to wear less clothing. And then, later on, in the evening, sun goes down, earth rotates. The moon comes up, and the temperature drops to 71 degrees in Bell Gardens, 71 Cudahy, 71 Irwindale, 71 Fountain Valley, 71 La Habra, 71 La Palma, Pacoima checking in, 71 degrees.
You know, just to test your theory, I checked in with my wife in Pasadena.
Checking in at 71. 71 degrees.
She checked in.
Chris, where's your mom live? Thus, where do you live?
San Gabriel? Mom lives in San Gabriel.
San Gabriel. Let me check. San Gabriel. Checking in 71 degrees.
Nice.
My slacker parents, North Hollywood. Let me check that on the weather map. 71. 71 degrees. 71. 71 degrees.
Hey, got to take another break, but we'll be having more weather.
71. Have you ever done anything? Have you ever heard one of these stupid, retarded weather reports and went, oh, wait a minute.
I
got to get a sweat jacket.
I, though, heard a weather report tonight on television where I almost danced. I was so delighted because it was announcing that we're going to have cool weather for the next 4 or 5 days. So I thought, oh, my God.
Let me
now
check.
Better happen.
I got a five-day forecast here. Bell Gardens, five-day forecast. What day is it, Drew? Tuesday? Checking in night, 71 degrees. Wednesday, 71 degrees. Thursday, 71 degrees. Friday, 71 degrees.
Five-day forecast?
That's the five-day forecast. Now we go to Cudahy. All right. Let's keep a rocking here, Drew.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's weigh it down.
Yeah. Watch out on that traffic, everybody. Slow and go. Slow and go. Look out for brake lights. Slow and go. Get debris in the number three lane. Oh, yeah.
Mattress.
Yeah, mattress in lanes.
Hello?
Amy?
Yep.
All right, what's up?
Where are you calling from? What's the name of your city?
Aurora.
Aurora? Let me check here. Checking in, 71 degrees. What's happening, baby doll?
Not much.
Your boyfriend cheated on you?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have sex with somebody?
Huh?
Did he have sex with somebody else?
More than somebody.
Your best friend?
No, just a lot of people.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
17.
Yeesh. I hope he's not your
17.
Boyfriend.
You know what 17 backwards is, Drew? 71 degrees.
It's the temperature in Pacoima.
He's checking in an inverted 71.
So, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
You've broken up with him, yes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what's your question?
I heard that he might have chlamydia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what the symptoms are for it.
Well, for women, it may be nothing. If you're going to have symptoms, it can be pelvic pain, down in the air, you know, in your pelvic region. There can be vaginal irritation, a discharge, more often that sort of a thin discharge. And that's about it. So it's something you got to go get tested for. And they're easy, readily available tests. There's even a urine screen you can take at home.
Really?
Yeah. So
really?
Go get checked out. And all things being equal, if you were coming and seeing me, I might put you on antibiotics just to be on the safe side.
Really?
Yeah, God knows what you
was
exposed to.
What are the symptoms for men?
Men, again, it can be nothing also, or it can be hurts when they pee. Again, it's sort of a pussy discharge, leaky urine, leak. You know, it's sort of prostate symptoms, epididymitis, where the testicle gets painful and swollen.
Mm-hmm.
That's no bueno.
No bueno. No bueno.
Why? You with a new guy?
No.
All right.
Well, condoms. I mean, would have,
take it easy, baby doll.
Avoided all that. And all right. Listen, you got to know that chlamydia is one of the leading causes of infertility in this country.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you
because
think
women don't know they have it, so it disturbs the tubes. It makes them not work anymore, so the egg can't move down. I'm reading an interesting book now called Maternal Desire. Isn't that about this?
Yeah.
Finally, a something discussing women's urge, their sort of erotic sexual urge to have a child.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I was thinking to myself, she was talking about how when this writer is talking about when she was pregnant, how she felt thought there should be a new word for macho that referred to the female, like femme macho, like she felt so powerful.
And hold on a second. Hawthorne, checking in?
71?
71 degrees.
Oh, right, what a relief.
Ahead. I'm sorry. Check in.
And she was talking about what it is to sort of express, you know, female sort of sexual empowerment. So, do you have any sense, you know, this business of women burying their belly now? It's kind of a last 5 years a new thing.
Yes.
Isn't that sort of like a guy like...
hanging a sack out?
Yeah. The same impulse that
look,
creates that?
Why
would people that look horrible like that be urged to do it? You know, unless they felt some sort of empowerment.
It's just more retardies, left-wing tardos saying, oh, no, you're beautiful. Don't cover yourself up. Don't let anyone ever cover you. Everything's beautiful. You can never cover anything up. Idiots. Who the hell wants to look at someone with their distended belly and that belly button popping out of there
but forget what during pregnancy. Even I think that urge, even when they look normal, you know, when they're looking young and proper or not so proper, people that are overweight that hang that stuff out too. But
yeah, so look, but somebody maybe Demi Moore got it started, you know, posing half naked on Vogue or whatever the hell she was on 6-7 years ago. But somebody decided everything was beautiful and there's nothing more beautiful than a pregnant woman. And then that sort of spun into, well, why not wear a halter top
all the time
and some tight jeans when you're pregnant, you're 8 months and your belly's hanging out of your thing and it's weird and I'm seeing like lots of exposed skin. And where are these guys? Oh, by the way, let me say something. Where are these guys men? Drew, I hope you're not this way. If my wife tried to pull that ass, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Get the hell back in the house and put something on. I'm not going out with your belly hanging out. If it is, I've got one nard's coming out.
One.
We're starting with one.
By the way, with you, the other's following. Are you kidding?
There could be. Well, first off, there could be a nard anyway.
Yeah, right. You're gonna cut it free.
I will. I will have one nard and nonstop gas. Go put on a poncho. Are you kidding?
No, my wife has taste. She would not do that.
I know, but would you pipe up?
Yeah,
you would.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it as aggressively as you did. I'd say it doesn't. You know.
Here would be the deal. We're not going to the movie premiere. I'm not going. I'm not going to stand next to you on the red carpet with your belly hanging out. I'm not a prude. I don't think this kind of stuff needs to be foisted on everybody.
Yeah, it's imposing on other people.
Yeah, you're pregnant. We get it.
Yeah.
Good
and
enough.
They're ways
put something
to make
on.
That look respectful and nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you gotta put a tent on like we're fumigating your crotch or something. Just put something that's flattering, that looks decent on, but I don't want to see skin.
Just in terms of the primitive man impulses, you know, it's just like a guy walking around with an erection or something. You know what I mean? Is that same kind of primitive, weird, right?
Yeah, I've had an ass full of it. It's the same with, look, it's the whole society's crumbling, Drew. It's the same with the breastfeeding and stuff like that, which is, look, go ahead and breastfeed. Go ahead and, you know, be discreet. Do whatever you want. I'm not going to make a stink about it. But, you know, you pull the knob out in the middle of the Starbucks and somebody asks you nicely if you could, turn your back to the crowd. And there's a lawsuit now. I just can't take it anymore. I just can't. Just tired of everyone.
Let's start
a
new country. Let's start a new country.
Everyone shut up except for me. That's my new policy.
It's your new country.
Well, I'll tell you what the degree, you know, in Drew Adamsburg, you want to know what the temperature is? 71.
Oh.
It's checking in at 71. Phew. 71. All right, so Drew, what the hell were you talking about? Women get pregnant and what happens?
And they have a sense of, you know, feeling super powerful.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and the belly's sort of there, like your make way.
Yeah.
Here comes my...
There is an element of that.
But I think that this whole thing of younger women showing the midriff, like there's no shirt for a woman that comes below mid-belly.
Right. What do you mean there's no shirt for a woman?
I mean, a woman cannot
below?
Buy a shirt that's know what I mean?
The shirts you mean forget about pregnant. You mean just any woman.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think it's all part of that kind of weird impulse to express some kind of something. You know what I mean?
Well, the sexuality.
But it's more than that. It's because sexuality, they'd be...
You're showing cleavage.
Why the belly?
Well, I'll tell you why the belly. The ones that don't have the knocker show the belly. The ones with cans show the cleavage, and the ones who don't have the cans oftentimes have the flat stomachs and show that. Yeah?
Just a practical. But it's a new, seems like a new trend where it's...
I don't look at it as a belly. I look at it as a sperm palate.
I see.
It's a canvas.
Yeah, a canvas.
Sperm canvas.
Yeah.
That's why I look at it. Yeah.
So do your ladies, do they have to be on like a spinning platform, like a spin art?
You do spin art. Yeah.
Dude, what's
Stephanie.
That? It makes this weird noise on my phone, like I can't have it.
Dude.
Stephanie?
Hello? I'm sorry. I was talking
to
my roommate.
What's happening? Is your roommate a boy?
No, my roommate is a girl.
Oh. You just call her dude.
I love that.
Sorry.
I like it when she's probably one of these chicks who says, like, just,
yeah, she had the radio on, so I was like,
she's probably one of these chicks who, like, when a chick was going down on her, says, this dude was giving me a head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, dude.
Okay. Well, my boyfriend, I just started going with him a couple weeks ago.
Started doing what?
I just
dude,
started.
Dude,
like,
we couldn't hear you.
Okay. I started dating my boyfriend a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we started having sex, mm-hmm. and his penis is crooked,
mm-hmm.
and
dude.
It is larger than any other guys that I've been with.
Dude,
but yeah. It's crooked.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's just, it hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's like doing something to me, or if that's bad, or, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. Like,
what kind of crooked shape is it?
It kind of swings to the right a bit.
Just a bit, though.
Yeah, not like extreme, but I noticed it like the first time I saw it.
And when you say swings to the right, I mean it bends to the curves to the right?
Yeah, like it curves to the right.
It's not a like a elbow type curve. It's a banana.
No. Yeah. It's not that extreme.
It's a banana. It's not a dog like. All right. All right. What about it, Drew?
Well, it's probably more the size, which is something we get more complaints about, large than small, right? Because it's just ouch when it's too big. And you have to find a way of working through that. More lubricant, more change the position around, and make sure he knows it hurts, that he's got to be careful.
But I think her question is she being scrambled somehow?
No. Is it too deep? Is that the problem?
The problem is, like, if I start off on top, it really, really hurts, and I can't go all the way down. But if he starts out on top, then it's, like, it hurts, but it's, like, it's good hurts, you know? So it's not bad. It's just certain positions that, like, it really hurts to the point where
The penetration hurts, or he's going too deep?
I don't know what it is. It's, like, it just hurts.
So you just, and then it loosens up. Then you do better.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe a little more
foreplay, a little lube.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
Okay.
What are you using for protection?
We use condoms, and I'm on the pill.
Ooh. Perfect. Love that.
I'm a good girl.
Where are you calling from?
Hollywood.
Checking in at 71. All right, there. Is he a skinny guy? Is he skinny guy?
No, he's kind of jacked.
He's muscular?
Yeah.
Okay. But he doesn't have a lot of body fat on him, or what?
No, not at all. He doesn't have a lot of body fat on him.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm not...
All right.
You're not
going to
get hurt.
Not
going to
get hurt.
No. Make it urine infections. Be prepared for that. When it starts hurting when you pee, be prepared.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got more weather. Oh, what the hell's on? Crank Yankers tonight, everybody. Comedy Central. Look out. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Engineer Chris, by the way.
Crack.
Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, I just had to cut a quick commercial during the break. Had to come in exactly 22 seconds. Of course, there was 45 seconds worth of dialogue there. But I said, hey, do you got a timer over there? And he goes, yeah, I could time it. I go, oh, all right. Well, why don't we time it? He goes, go. Are you high? I was talking, by the way. He goes, go. He hits the button and yells, go.
I think you make him nervous.
Papers, I'm not even looking down at the paper. Don't you know about the countdown and the finger? That's I got into the radio for the finger. Oh, you understand?
And when you give Adam a direction, it's got to be and act.
All right, I got it.
Yeah. Let's just try it. Give me a 3, 2, 1, and give me the finger, and just try it. Ready?
3, 2, 1, and. Is that good?
Okay, that's good, but I didn't say anything about the and. I just went the finger.
Okay.
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1, and. Oh, I forgot to say and.
Oh, my goodness. You did say and.
Kid follows direction. All right, let's try it without the and.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to cue you.
Okay.
Put the and at the beginning. And three.
No.
Two,
okay. I don't want an and. I want no ands.
Okay.
No ands. But here's the deal.
He's going to show up somewhere.
I'm going to cue you to do the cue thing. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
He had to suppress that and. It was coming out.
I know. So, quick reenactment. Can you, you got a timer you can time this with? Yeah. Go.
Jeremy.
What?
18. What's up?
My dad, he smokes pot, and I smoke pot with him.
No kidding.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah, no kidding. I kind of hear it on you. What's up?
Yeah. And I'm trying to quit smoking, and it's kind of hard because he's always smoking all the time, and I'm always around it. So
yeah, are you doing anything? You're getting support? You going to MA, 12-step, anything like that?
No.
Wait a minute. Why are you trying to quit? You get busted? You trying to get a job? Drug test?
Well, I go to college, and it's not really good for my brain.
You realize it's not working.
Really?
Even community college, Adam, you can't even keep up.
You're going to junior college, right?
No, I'm going to ITT.
Trade Tech?
You're going to ITT, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What are you studying, computers?
Network technician.
Is that computers?
Yeah.
Okay. I can say that. All right, here we go. And it's amazing because I don't see you as a behind the scenes sort of tech guy. I see you up front. You know what I mean?
Hardware guy?
I see you as a motivational speaker or something like that. Toward colleges.
Human resources, yeah.
Yeah. I see you as what we call a face man.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Jeremy, I'll tell you what. Pot, for some people, is profoundly addictive. And your dad, obviously, is one of those people, and for you, too. So it's something that requires some kind of treatment. You can't really expect it's going to stop. Because it's addiction means you can't stop even when you want to. Now, having your dad smoking pot around you makes it essentially impossible.
Well, he's mad at his dad for being an idiot, too.
Of course. But it's like having a heroin addict living in a crack house. It doesn't work.
No.
You're going to use. And especially you're going to use if you don't get any support. So at least if you had some other people in your life that are supporting you with this, you might have a chance. But without it, no way. So check out MA.
When do you graduate ITT?
2006.
It takes a few years, huh?
Yeah.
Well, with the pot and all.
Yeah.
He's due to graduate in December, but for him, he's figuring 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid someone says, it's an extensive program. It's actually a 24-month program. It's like, yeah. Oh, so it's a 2-year program.
Yeah. I like the way he mirrors your yeah. He kept coming back at you.
Yeah. Can any of our listeners go,
Adam, what are you asking?
First year's mainly manual and tech stuff, and then the second year we actually go out in the field and do an apprenticeship, so that's the second year. Is that something? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Here we go.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Can you move out of the house? Can you get out of there?
Yeah. No, not really.
Why?
Because... Okay. My mom lives far away.
Well, how about living on your own? Can you work at all?
Well, I work. I don't make enough money, though.
To get an apartment. With a couple friends.
Get a roommate. Yeah, get a few roommates.
But I don't drive either.
Why not?
What goes on in this? He dropped the S-bomb, thankfully.
Yeah.
We can't excuse to get rid of him, but that's why he wants to stop the weed.
He's got a bad...
He's got a test.
And also, pot is just one of a series of drugs he's been addicted to, and pot's the one he's maintaining with now. It's bad times. He needs treatment.
Well, at least he's going, getting some training. He's going to ITT.
Yeah.
Hassan? I don't know. What's your name?
Hassan. Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You shave your pubes?
Yeah.
You get ingrown hairs?
Yeah, every time.
Don't shave so close.
No, I got...
Get a clipper instead of a razor.
Well, I actually shave it because, like, my girlfriend, she doesn't like...
Yeah, get a clipper, not a razor. You know what I'm saying?
I love. By the way, bogus call when they just steamroll. Yeah. Where you go, all right, well, don't shave it. Don't shave it so close. Just trim it down. Well, the reason I shave it is because I don't care what your reason.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're shaving? What is that?
What's it called? Retarded.
All right, hold on. I got words. We got to take a break.
All right.
I'm fired up, though. Yeah. And we got more weather to give out.
Oh, good.
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Man, that's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's the weather there, Adam?
I'll tell you what's going on. Bill Gard checking in 71 Cudahy, 71 Irwindale, 71 Found Valley, checking in 71 La Habra, 71 degrees. La Palma, 71 degrees. Pacoima, 71 degrees. Simi Valley, 71 degrees. Port Hueneme, 71 Westminster, 71 Cypress, checking in, 71 degrees. Rialto, 71 degrees. Van Nuys, 71 Chatsworth, 71 La Habra, 71. Panorama City, 71 degrees. Hawthorne, 71 Oxnard, Linwood, 71. Encino, checking in, 71 degrees. Escondido, 71. Del Mar, 71. Banning, checking in, 71. And Carson, 71 degrees. All right, recap, or are we good?
No, we're good. We're good.
We're good. 71 degrees out there. Look for temperatures to move up when the fiery orb moves into the sky. All right, look out for brake lights. Long go out there. It's traffic. Hey, Drew.
Yo.
Headline for you. Living in Los Angeles, traffic out there. Watch out. Morning commute. Watch out for your morning commute. Watch out for brake lights. Morning commute. Yeah, traffic app. Mattress and lanes.
You mean in this
look
town?
Look out for brake lights. There's traffic for your morning commute. Watch out for your morning commute. We got more weather and traffic coming up. Weather and traffic. Traffic and weather coming up in the news break. Oh, here's the news break. Trouble in the Middle East. Ceasefire didn't work. A little trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. You know what I'd love? I'd love just a calendar. 1975. Trouble in the Middle East. 1975. Trouble. Just blowing in the wind. Just May, June, July. Trouble in the Middle East. 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 Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. Shocking. When's trouble going to move to another part of the world? Everyone's the same. Everyone's equal. We can't judge. Why doesn't it move? Why can't it move to somewhere else, Drew? Trouble in the Netherlands.
Trouble in Norway?
Yeah.
Norway?
Yeah.
Finland?
Why not? Everything's the same. Everyone's the same. Everything's beautiful. Every culture is beautiful. Every religion, all religions are all the same. Everything's perfect. We can't judge, but why the Middle East? Always something? Something? Go back and go watch it once in a while. A Saturday Night Live will come on with Chevy Chase anchoring the Saturday Night Live news desk from 1977. You know what he opens with? Trouble in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah. About any day now. Get that all sewed up, yeah?
Any day.
It's not the people. It is not the people.
Emily?
Yeah.
You're 20?
What's that?
What's happening?
I had a question that my boyfriend actually wanted me to ask. About egg donation.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, like...
Let me just clarify that. You are selling eggs. You're not donating them.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask about.
Yeah, what about them?
How much are you donating them for? $5,000?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know how much, you know... Because I've heard of donating, like, other things. My roommate donates plasma and stuff, and...
Yeah, that you don't get really paid for. The eggs you get paid quite a bit for sometimes. And in order to do it, they have to hyperstimulate your ovaries. And that is somewhat risky. And then they do a procedure where they either go in with a laparoscope or go through the vaginal wall and suck out some of those eggs. And that's that. So there's the risk of the hyperstimulation of the ovaries. Sometimes they can grow to the point that they can actually outstrip their bone blood supply and die. Mm. Sometimes there's a concern, though it's not been shown to be the case, but people always worry that they might increase the risk of cancer or other ovarian problems.
Also, there's the playing God factor.
Playing God. And then the procedure itself has some risk, but for the most part, it's pretty safe. So
okay,
there you go.
And then, like, how about decreasing your chances of getting pregnant later? Does it affect
Well, if you lose your ovaries because they necrose, they outstrip their blood supply, that's a problem, huh? And if you have premature ovarian failure or something, that's the point. You're taking risks with it, but the risk is small.
Let me try to figure out what your eggs would be worth, Emily. All right, because I know.
Okay.
The lower end of the spectrum is somewhere about $2,500.
Is that right?
I don't know. So cheap is
$2,000.
What we've heard is somewhere maybe $3,000, and then it goes up to like, I don't know, $15,000. And if you can get hold of some, you know, Cindy Crawford or Demi Moore eggs or something like that, maybe one of the Bush twins.
Who knows?
Oh, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Emily. You're 20 years old.
Yeah.
What do you look like? Describe yourself.
I'm about 5'3". I don't know, maybe 160, 170 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, short hair.
Short hair. Mm. Hold on a second. I got to beat off. Wow. Sure she's got eggs? When she says eggs, she might mean wave-offs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she may mean scrotum.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get this straight. 5'3", 170, and short hair. Let me do the radio math, by the way. 5'3", 170. Drew, what's that 2 times 6?
12.
12, all right.
12 sixteenths. 12 seventeenths.
And then one times 12?
12.
0 times 12?
0.
Oh, I thought that was 12 times. Okay, so 25. And 1 times 7 would be 7, but then if you minus 2?
5.
5. All right. And 2 times 5?
10.
All right. 10 after transferring. Okay. I got, she said 5'3", 170. I've done the radio math. I have 5'1 and 31. 30 seconds. So she's almost 5'2". This is really an exact science.
Sure,
I'll break
it
down into 64ths if I have to, or we'll go metric on your ass. Don't make me go metric on your ass. You want to know what the Celsius is in Cudahy, by the way?
No, it's okay.
Okay. So I say 5'1 and 31, 30 seconds and 182.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's a lot of woman there.
Something called Turner syndrome, where they can be shaped like that and not have eggs that function anyway.
Oh, really? Emily?
Yeah.
All right, you have short hair.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a little bit stocky.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? And but good cleavage, sure.
Yeah,
D, nice. And speaking of Ds, how are your grades?
3.4, I guess, last semester.
Where at?
Mills College. It's a really small women's college.
It's a very fine college.
Good lesbian school up north. Yeah,
it's a very good lesbian school, actually.
All right. So are you lesbian yourself?
No, I'm not.
It's her boyfriend's putting her up to this call.
Do you have to pack on the weight and cut the hair if that's part of the acceptance to Mills?
Yeah, they prefer that you do, actually.
Yeah, they don't.
Got the whole militant thing going on. They like that, too.
They don't need any hotties throwing the curve off for the rest.
Don't let them know that you're...
hot ones, too.
Oh, is that?
Don't let them know that you're listening. Don't let them know that you're listening to this show, though.
What's that?
Don't let them know that you're listening to this show. It could upset them.
Yeah, Drew's considered the man. what do you do all day at Mills? You just sit around and they teach you that white people are evil?
White men, yeah. White men are...
White men, yeah. We're the cause of all the problems.
Exactly.
Right. All right, so you want to know... So you go to Mills. You go to a good college.
Yeah.
But maybe not the bones we're looking for, but yet the brains.
Yeah.
Got to give you that. What else? What do you have hobbies?
If I have time, but I work two jobs, so I don't have
two jobs.
Time to do stuff.
What do you do? What business?
Well, I work in the dining services at school, and currently I'm actually working for a movie theater. It's not the best, but it pays the bills. So.
Where are you from originally?
What's that?
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Piedmont, California, but I went to high school in Atlanta, Georgia, so...
Wow, interesting.
All right, so you're hardworking, you got good brains.
It's good.
And a nice D-rack. Yeah, I'm going to say, and I don't know, I really do think, honestly and sadly, when people are looking at eggs, they want, like, tall, blonde chicks. I really think that's...
A lot of people look at the brains, though. I think that's a big thing.
They do. Yeah. They factor it in.
Yeah.
But what they're really looking for is physical specimens, for the most part.
I don't know
You don't know that?
I don't know that. I'm listening to you.
Here's the thing about the brain. They want the physical hand, and they're like, well, we'll worry about the brains.
We'll develop the brains.
We'll teach you, kid. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You know, what they want is a 5'10", slender blonde chick. They want bones.
How weird is that?
Well, as long as you're shopping. You know what I'm saying? Huh. Well, why? Emily, you can look into it. I'm guessing $2,200. I don't even know if they take... I don't know how it works.
I think the blonde is sound, off. I think that they would take an attractive dark-skinned person too.
I'm making a little Aryan reference there. But here's what they want for the woman. Mm. I think they want height, and they want slender, and they want attractive, high cheekbones, nice bones, nice skin, all that stuff. Mm. That's what they want. The man, they probably still want the bones and the height and all that kind of stuff, but maybe a little more of a focus on the education, the career, and that kind of stuff. Pedigree that department. Mm. This ain't gonna pay. They ain't gonna pay for short and husky. Not on the chick side. The guy, maybe they'll take the balding guy who's a CPA or something. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you, Drew? You do it anyway. That's what you do when you're out hunting good-looking chicks, right?
Yeah.
As a human,
it's hard to hear it, but you're right.
You're. Why are you attracted to tall, beautiful women or nice bones or whatever it is?
Theoretically, it's a sign of health and fertility. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Danielle. Danielle?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's happening?
I had a seizure back in early July, and I am taking Dilantin now, which interferes with birth control.
Dilantin?
Yes.
Yeah. Why the seizure? What happened?
We don't know yet. All my tests have come back normal.
And you weren't doing cocaine?
Oh, no drugs.
Weren't drinking, no alcohol?
Mm-mm.
No medication at the time?
Nope.
Wow.
Just a seizure.
Weird.
I fainted, and while I fainted, after I fainted, or during, that's when, it was just like a facial one.
Well, you know, when people...
Facial seizure?
Well, no, when people's blood pressure drops, they have normally a sort of a seizure-like phenomenon. They get very stiff, and they can shake. That's not a seizure. That's a low blood pressure episode.
Yeah, I also have really low blood pressure, but
Danielle, that's not a seizure. That is low blood pressure. You really ought to talk to a cardiologist about this. Maybe you don't need to be on seizure meds.
A cardiologist or a neurologist?
Well, I would talk to a cardiologist also, because obviously a neurologist is the one that put you on the seizure meds, and
right.
I don't think that's right. I don't want to. You know, I'm not telling you to stop your meds, but I'm just saying that when people shake and become stiff as a result of passing out from low blood pressure. That's physiologic. That's not a seizure disorder. That's low blood pressure.
What's at work? The blood doesn't get pumped up to your
brain. The brain, yeah. So you have kind of a little seizure type thing briefly.
Why would someone have low blood pressure other than a weak ticker?
I don't know too much about that, but there can be hypersensitivity of the sensors for blood pressure in the neck. Mm-hmm. It's more that it's a sensitivity to changes in position.
Uh-huh.
Than somebody with already low blood pressure. Low blood pressure is good and healthy, but if you don't change with position, if your blood volume drops, if you get dehydrated and you don't have a responsive system, you can kind of faint.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle?
Yeah.
All right. So have you had your heart checked?
Well, they did. A CAT scan, EKG, and EEG.
There's something called a tilt table exam. They actually put you on a table and move you around, and she would see what your blood
pressure. Oh, really?
Did. Yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. So, what?
Strap you in.
Another
right?
Porno thing, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
So, maybe the tilt table. So you fainted.
Yeah, I fainted a few times before this.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. You're what they call a swooner.
Mm-hmm.
You swoon.
Yeah.
Pass
like
out.
When the Beatles used to show up on Ed Sullivan,
yeah.
And all the young chicks would just faint.
Right. Then you got to see a cardiologist, okay? Because it can actually get kind of dangerous, that stuff. And it's not a seizure problem. The seizures are secondary to low blood pressure.
Not to mention, she's 18. She's going to wake up. Some guy's going to be on top of her like a dog.
Because she fell down and swooned.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
No. Guys, what it is... Guys, you're like a buzzard circling around looking for something. Just swoop right down on you. Wake up, you got some guy humping your leg.
Oh, my God.
No, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Danielle?
Uh-huh.
All right, baby doll. So go in there.
If I do have to continue taking the medication, it does conflict with my birth control.
Well, there's some, there's Tegretol and there's Depakote. There's many, many, many other things. So
Depakote.
Yeah. You talk to your neurologist about that. There, you may not need to be on seizure meds. If you do, obviously you got to be on something different.
All right.
Dilantin, it's not that big a deal, but all right. So
Depakote's one of those drugs?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Why would you think? Heard of Depakote?
You bring it up on the show.
Well,
quite
you bring
a bit.
It up for bipolar.
That's
for mood stabilizer too.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Right. That's a mood stabilizer.
Well, but we use antiepileptics.
Okay, why are you like this?
No, I didn't know I'd brought it up in that context.
You bring Depakote up all the time.
All right.
So it's first a
seizure medicine. It's antiepileptics for the treatment of mood stabilization.
All right. Because that's what I think of it as the mood stuff.
We use an addiction. We use Trileptal a ton now.
What's that?
That's oxcarbazepine, which is a relative of Tegretol, a newer one.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Good times.
These are all words you're never going to hear in junior college. You need to focus on ones like granola bar, hacky sack, dime bag. Things like that.
You lost me a Depakote.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember? You could pronounce it well. I remember that.
That's good. Sharp, this kid.
April?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, 2 years ago, I went to get a checkup at the doctor. And the nurse did a breast exam on me for some reason. And she found a little lump.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it wasn't malignant.
No, she said it was a cyst, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you have cysts, which is normal for somebody your age.
Yeah, but now that I'm 16, I'm starting to get more bumps around my breast.
Yep, that's normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Fibrocystic breasts. There's cysts and fibrocystic breasts, all kinds of lumps and bumps in the breast, but you have to have somebody trained feel them so they can know the difference between the cysts and the more serious stuff.
When do they start doing that at 16?
Sure.
Whenever you get breasts?
Yeah.
April?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There you go. If you have any questions.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Like off the topic. I saw on MTV this thing on True Life about Adderall addiction.
Yeah.
And I want to go on Adderall, but not to get addicted on it. Like.
You don't want to go on it to get it strung out?
What? Why do you want to go on it?
I want to go on it so I can do better in school.
No.
What's that Adderall for, Drew?
It's like Ritalin. It's a
keeps you up.
ADD type medicine. Yeah. No, you don't go on it for performance at school. You go on it if you actually have a carefully diagnosed medical disorder.
Well, who can I see to see if I have ADD or something?
See a child psychiatrist.
How are you doing? And you're not doing well in school?
No, I'm not. Actually, for like 3 years, I haven't been doing very well. I mean, I've been missing grades just. Like,
right.
Maybe you're depressed.
You may just be a crappy student like I was.
Maybe you need tutors. Maybe you need help with the educational process. A lot of things.
What school do you go to?
I try tutors, but they don't really help.
Well, what school do you go to?
Cathedral City High School.
Cathedral City?
You're saying Cathedral City?
Cathedral City.
Okay.
So there's a place in Los Angeles called
Cathedral City. Calling from Studio City, right?
Huh?
Are you calling from Studio City?
No.
Okay.
Just calling from Cathedral City.
Where are you calling from?
Cathedral City.
What state?
California.
Right. Okay. I'm going to work that into my newscast. The thing says Studio City.
It must be somewhere in San Francisco.
Hold on. It's a bad name. April.
Mm-hmm.
What's your nationality?
I'm Mexican.
Okay.
Where is Cathedral City on the state?
On the state? A little south of California.
South of California. Mexico.
Oh, Mexico?
Mexico is south of California.
What?
This could be part of the
Where map. Is Cathedral City?
It's in California.
What's next to Cathedral City?
Oh, thank Palm you, Chris. Springs.
Palm Springs?
All right, there you go. Springs. All right.
Well, so we see Chris has a special talent.
He has a special talent.
Fluent tard.
He knows how to speak to the tards.
No.
All right. Hey, thank you, April.
Okay.
Study hard. You'll be fine.
No, April, you're going to be all right.
Don't do it with
We're
drugs.
Making funny, but it's
Drew was making funny.
Well, come on.
Well, let me tell you what my problem is. This thing said Studio City.
Yeah.
Studio City I grew up a couple cities away from Studio City. Nothing but rich Jews.
Mm.
I heard her little Mexican accent, and it said Studio City. She's calling from Studio City, and I was like, huh? Nah. Something sounds, what's going on?
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Spidey sense tingling. Because all I do is stereotype, Drew. That's all I do. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be bad, but it's all, I can't help it. That's all I do. And I kept thinking, Studio City with that kind of little dialect. And what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And then the Cathedral City and south of California and then next to Palm Springs. And then all of a sudden, pow, it all snapped into focus. All right. So we're good now, right, Drew?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, baby doll.
Poor April. I feel bad for her.
Well, look, she's trying. She's trying to study. God bless her. Let me say this, everybody.
She's got to make we really have to make a career of it. You know, make a
from what being
studying.
A
yeah,
you got to study.
Student, you got to. I mean, that's a full time operation.
All right. Well, let's look at it this way. Let's look at sports as an analogy. For some people, sports comes much easier than others. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. Some people are just born; they can dunk, they can hang on the rim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Others have to work at it. The people have to work at it. You got to go in the weight room. You got to watch your diet. You got to focus on it. And if you do that, you can be pretty good. You'll never be like the guy who can hang on the rim, but right. That's Einstein.
Right.
And there's always going to be that percentage of people that are just a God-given talent. They're better than
you. I look at my vertical leap, and I just go, that's just...
What is there to look at?
You can barely see air. Yeah, barely. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is scary. Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
The thing about it is you can work on it and you can make the team. Yes. And you can do the same with academics. You're never going to be that great. Don't kid yourself. If you don't get things, you don't get things. You just focus and then start looking for something to do in life that you are good at. Hmm. Don't bang your head with the academics if that ain't your way. I mean, you're a crappy student in high school. Don't worry about college. But learn something. I mean, figure out a direction to go. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Drew, I know you think everyone should just... We should just pound the academics into everybody. Yes?
It's my own low self-esteem that makes it seem to me that everybody should... If I can do these things, everyone should be able to. You know what I mean? And so we should be able to educate everybody. Well,
what about this? What about... discipline being a God-given talent.
I can't imagine that.
I know people who are now 40 who refuse to change. They're exactly what they were in high school.
Because they weren't conditioned to
I don't know who
tried.
I mean, I guess you can argue that, well, everybody in the right circumstances, but society doesn't have that kind of time, money, resources. Parents don't give an ass, and once the kid's up and out, that's it.
That's it. That's right.
All right. So what do you do?
That's it. Let them fall, I guess. What do you do? I mean,
well, here's what you do.
You can't train them after the fact.
Here's what everyone does. You realistically assess your talents.
Nobody does that. That's the problem.
I know nobody does it. Chris over here still wants to play professional hockey.
Yeah.
He still never skated.
Yeah.
Wears a jersey in here every night. It's very sad. Assess your talent. Be realistic. And then start focusing on
your strengths.
Not necessarily what you want to do, but what you realistically can do. It's a better life.
Yeah.
It's a better life, everybody, to do a lesser thing for a living and be better at it than to set your sights high and never really achieve it.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay. Yes?
Yeah, but you should be also setting your sights high realistically.
Yeah, medium high. Let's face it. We don't need a whole country full of doctors and lawyers and, deans of major universities. We need some guys to push the brooms and empty my garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Those guys can be smart, too, and having
No. I don't want those guys to be smart. You know what I mean? Mm. I got to keep them down. Otherwise, I want more money.
That's what you're playing, right?
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Matthew Lillard in here at the end of the week. Let me just check the weather here, Drew, before we get moving. Bell Gardens checking in 71. Cudahy, 71. Irwindale, 71. Found Valley, 71. La Palma, 71. Pacoima checking in 71. Simi Valley, 71. Port Hueneme, 71. Westminster, 71. Cypress, 71. Rialto, 71 degrees. Van Nuys, 71. Chatsworth, 71. La Habra, 71. Panorama City, 71. Hawthorne, 71. Oxnard, 71. Linwood, 71. Encino, 71. Escondido, 71. Del Mar, 71. Banning coming in, 71 degrees. Carson, 71. Studio City, 71. And Cathedral City, 71 degrees. Bell Garden, 71 today, 71 Irwindale, 71 Fountain Valley. Checking in, 71 degrees. Newhall, Saugus, just off the ticker. Guess what, Drew? 71 degrees. Checking in. All right, we got more weather coming up in a couple of few. We got weather, we got traffic coming up, slow and go. We got traffic coming up, slow and go. Trouble in the Middle East. We got some news coming up. Trouble in the Middle East. We got weather. We got slow and go. We got 71. We got trouble in the Fallujah over there. Ceasefires ended over there. We tried to cease fire. Lasted, well, they got the fire part right of the cease, but they didn't get the cease part right of the fire. That lasted 11 seconds, so that's promising. Last one was 4.5 seconds when someone had trouble reloading. They got some sand caught in a M16 and had trouble firing it. Trouble in the Middle East, slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights. Good day, checking in 71. More traffic, more weather, more discussion about the Middle East coming up. More Middle East. Discussing Middle East.
And more weather.
More weather coming in.
Here you go.
How impacted an anus full of Middle East have you had in the last 5 years?
It's most of our life. What are you talking about?
It's just, look, here's the thing. You got a whole group of people. They're basically insane. They hate the Jews. Any way you want to slice it, that's just anti-Semitism. They can't stand Jews. They can't stand themselves. I think they hate women, too. And they want to beat the crap out of everyone and themselves. And they flog themselves and bang their heads against the wall. We get it. When something changes, give us a buzz. And somebody grows a when they start wearing daisies in their lapels and stop praying for 70 hours a day, let us know. Until then, we'll just assume they're smacking their head against the wall until it's bloody and oppressing women. All right? And hating Jews. All right. There you go. We get it. We got it. Let's just focus on another place to get the oil so we don't get them red. Let's just focus on that.
That's the part that kills me is why we don't find a new customer. I mean, why don't we be somebody else's customer instead of theirs?
It's the part that makes you say,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sad.
Arium?
Yeah?
What's happening, baby doll?
Oh, no, I was just calling up as a follow-up for that one caller about the eggs, the donating the eggs.
Yeah.
What kind of name is Arium?
I don't know. My mom was on drugs. I don't know.
Oh, really? Doesn't mean anything? It's not a kind of name?
I think it means quiet song, something like that.
Wow. People very casual about their names, by the way. We have talked to people with unique names all the time. There was just sort of,
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, they ask a lot.
Good. I like that. It's not obnoxious. I hate that proud warrior princess crap that people give me.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so it means who knows? Who cares?
So you donated eggs or you didn't?
No, I was 20, and I was just like, okay, well, I need money. And then it came out on the LA Weekly.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, it was directed for students. And basically, Adam, I know you were saying that they don't really look too much at brains, but actually they do.
No, I was saying, yes, that is what I'm saying. You're right. I was wrong. No, what I was saying is I think they wouldn't get over the physical part. If you were short and squatty and had bad teeth, I don't know that you could so-called donate, or as I would call it, sell, because you get paid for giving it to somebody, an egg.
Right.
What do you look like? Are you smart?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
And what do you look like?
5'4", about 130.
All right. And are you attractive?
I guess. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I get pretty, like, humble about it, so I don't like to...
No, I know. I can't judge myself either. If I was, I would probably err on the side of hunky. But I can't judge.
So why'd you back out?
Basically, all the side effects. And then, basically, you have to go through this whole screening process, both on the phone, and if they like what they hear, then they'll send you a package, which is basically, like, 300 pages of what you have to read and this application. You have to send pictures of yourself. Yeah.
Why don't you send a picture of your brain?
Right, send your IQ exam.
They do ask for your SATs? IQ degrees. If you've gotten degrees, if your parents, their education.
Uh-huh. And what do you got in the, what's your pedigree?
I got an associate's in recording engineering. And then I'm currently still working on a bachelor's at the
junior, Junior college?
That's what the associate is.
So I did the junior college and then I left and I wound up working for them. So.
But, okay. All right, good times. So are you doing, you're going to school now?
Yeah, well, I'm working. Now I'm working full-time and I'm still going to school. And I'm
Where are you going?
Dominguez Hills, Kelsey.
All right. Oh, good. Good for you.
Good times.
And that's good. You get a, you want to get into, you want to be an engineer or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
good.
I want to work more in the industry or just like in the
like Chris.
Hold on. Are you a single gal? Are you single?
No.
Oh. No. You're married?
No. Just boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
You happy with your man?
Yeah.
Really? I bet you'd be happier with engineer Chris.
He could break you in to the industry.
I mean, does she want to get into radio and stuff?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Okay. Don't talk. You'll screw things up. Ariam.
Yes.
Yeah. Engineer Chris over here, single, successful, practically runs K Rock.
That's right.
Which is a flagship station for Loveline and one of the most prestigious radio stations in the United States. Can you give me a warm up on the coffee, buddy?
Give me a warm up. You guys are. I've been listening to Loveline since I was like 11.
Thanks, baby doll. Well, let me tell you what makes it. Let me explain something.
What makes it hum?
Let me tell you what makes it hum. Engineer Chris, and let me tell you something. You hear us on the air. You hear the on air
product. The finished product.
No. Here's what I'm saying. And Drew, I'm rarely honest about what goes on behind the scenes.
I can't wait to hear
on this show. But yes. please listen. I'm putting him on hold for a second. I'm going to be honest about how the show works. It's a little humiliating, but I'll tell you. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Engineer Chris, his on-air persona is sort of a meek, quiet, whipping boy.
Yeah, but behind the scenes,
well, let
dynamo.
Me, I'll tell you what happens. I show up here about 8:30 in the evening. Engineer Chris, first off, is PO'd if I didn't bring him a Starbucks.
Right.
That's his thing. Second thing, he sits down with a whole bunch of stuff. He calls them the beats.
These are things he wants,
we need to talk about tonight.
He has a stack of notes.
Top of the list, I want you to plug Crank Yankers. Then we're going to go into the weather bit, slow and go. We might go into a little Chief Running Bear, Indian gynecologist, and then it's bag on the Middle East.
Well, then he wants to talk about future shows.
Rant on Red Arrows.
Yeah.
And then it's
gives you precise timings on each.
Yeah, oh no. He has a show broken down. It's 10, it says 10 to 10:18. That's me making fun of other cultures that I don't know anything about. And then 10:18 to 10:22, we take a phone call where I also make fun of cultures I don't know about. And then we break, and oh, man.
He works it.
You don't want to be here during a break when it goes bad.
Yeah.
Chris coming in here.
Well, not just going bad, it just gets a little slow. He's on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Drew sometimes just has to leave.
I get too pissed off.
Right. And then, commands me to, I've evacuated my bowels right here, just like a puppy getting yelled at. And then he pots the mic up and he goes back into his radio persona.
Now, so Ariam, yeah.
I just wanted people to know how the show really runs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ariam, yeah.
So that could be, you could be partnered
up. You could do much worse than do a hitch your wagon to Chris's team. You understand?
I got you.
And that whole part about him living at home, more
he wrote,
more stuff he just told me to say. Right. The reality is, and Chris, I'm just going to say it. I just let me say it, buddy. Lives in a luxury high rise
in Studio City
on Wilshire. No, he moved.
To Wilshire. That's how he knew about the girl.
Well, I know about Studio City, but he moved out of there. He'd actually had some property developed over there and flipped it, made some nice coin. Moved to one of those luxury high rises on Wilshire. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got the penthouse and the one right in the middle. But it's right between like Gailey and it's Beverly Hills adjacent. Mm-hmm. The doorman.
Yeah. I don't like
witches.
I like rags.
Oh, you like rags? Okay.
Like big impressive houses don't really impress me.
Yeah. Oh, you're not into that? Okay. Aaron. Well, in that case, he does live with his mom.
I'm like, cause I
own the house though.
His mom owns the house.
No, I own the house.
Oh, I mean, Chris owns the house. You don't like the guys that got the bucks, huh?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know. Just
I'm like, I don't know, too much money means they're lacking something else, and it's usually like brains or something else. I don't
yeah.
know.
That's what your mom taught you.
Yeah, my mom taught me that too. Don't trust people with money. Yeah, you got to be a real idiot to make a lot of money these days.
I don't know. I've never really made a lot of money, so it's, I don't.
Yeah, no. Why would you be with someone that had a wallet full of money and a nice car? You don't need that. Nobody needs that. I wish that upon nobody. True. God forbid your daughter hooks up with someone with that nice income. God forbid. May her head grow.
Because you know what it means. It means the guy's evil.
Well,
exploitative.
I don't think anyone who makes a lot of money could be very smart, could they?
Never.
No, it's never happened.
Just a criminal. Just bad.
Yeah, screwing the man. Aaron, I can.
Okay.
All right, so. They looked at your picture, and how much money did they offer you for your eggs?
Okay, this clinic was somewhere in Orange County. I don't remember since it was such a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they offered anywhere between $7,000 to $10,000, I guess, depending on what you rated at.
Really?
But basically, you had to go to, like, I guess, I don't know, a prep therapy session, like, for 2 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my case, I couldn't go to work or school. And then they let you know that the procedure might be painful, and they're saying it's going to be painful.
All right. All right.
Then,
by the way, I thought you didn't trust people. What do you need money for? It just makes you stupid.
I mean, I started off junior college, 18 years old, and then, you know, in the cafeteria, these people were like, oh, we're giving free stuff, just sign this. Turned out to be credit cards. Mm-hmm. And it was right around the time when gas started, the first time it started getting, like, pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And then so $4,000 later in a crappy job, I was like, yeah, I needed money.
So let me
what are you driving, like an M1 Abrams tank?
Let me get this straight. The rise in gas prices screwed her credit.
Jared,
made her. She was spraying. She was going to the gas station and just taking the spig and just opening it up, spraying it all over the place.
True. You remember a year and a half ago when it went from $2.24 a gallon to $2.26 a gallon?
Yeah.
That
backbreaking.
My dad lost his house. What the hell is she? All right.
Oh boy. All right. That's distorted thinking.
Well, I like the part about she don't like guys with money because anybody who makes money couldn't be very smart. She lost interest in her example
logic,
about halfway, or retarded logic about halfway into it. Okay. All right. Well, they do focus on looks and on brains over there. All right? All right. Let's bear down, Drew. Sex addict over here.
All right. Let's do it.
Name is Cherry.
Oof.
Van Nuys. Uh-oh. She's horny 5 times a day.
You want to talk to her or get
I just want to hear her voice. Cherry?
Hi.
What's happening, baby doll?
Nothing much. Just here horny.
You're horny.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you look like? You hot?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Hold on a second. This definitely sounds high, too.
Mm.
All right. She's within range, by the way.
Of what? Of striking distance?
She's striking distance. I got just enough fuel in my tank to make it out there and check her out. Chris, you want to go? You want to go to Van Nuys run?
Oh, I thought it was Cathedral City.
No, she's Van Nuys.
All right. She's making a joke. Come on, buddy. All right. Let's go now. Let's get it on.
Break it down.
Hey, want to get it on?
Come on.
Let's get it on.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Cherry. Horny Cherry. And she's hot. All after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. All right, let's go. Let's rock on.
We
let's
need
rock
to. Come
out.
On.
Let's
on.
Go. Let's party. Let's party now.
Cherry.
Hey.
25. What's your question?
My question is there such a thing as a sex addict? And if there is, how can you tell if that person is a sex addict?
Sex addicts with women usually come to sexual addiction through love and intimacy compulsion.
Okay.
Sex addicts usually were addicted to a chemical first. They always have to have a family history of addiction or alcoholism, and they always have a history of sexual abuse in childhood.
Ooh. Were you sexually abused?
No.
Wow.
So sexual addiction is really about being an addict and having a progressive focus on this behavior in spite of its consequences.
What about this? What about just abandoning father and every male becomes your daddy who you're trying to get the attention of your sexuality?
But maybe she didn't see sexual abuse because at 12 she was with a 19-year-old, and that's where the sexual abuse starts.
Where's your dad?
My dad has actually passed away 2 years ago.
What happened?
There was a bomb in his shop. This was in the Philippines.
Who?
Yeah.
There's a bomb in his shop?
Yeah. I live in southern Philippines, and you know how there's a war going on. We didn't know if it was random killing or if it was, somebody was just mad at my dad. But it was a grenade, and he blew up.
Ugh. Bad times. What kind of shop was he in?
My dad was a mechanic, and we own a shop.
Oh.
Mechanic shop.
Wow. And so you went from the war-torn Philippines to Van Nuys?
Same place.
Worse.
Same place.
Worse. Took a nice step backwards, though.
Really?
Go back to the Philippines, or at least you got good fruit.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sorry to hear what happened to your father.
Now, you may be sexually compulsed, which is a sort of much broader spectrum of problems.
Was your dad... So your dad was around the whole time you were growing up?
Yes, he was.
He was, and he was good to you?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe you're just horny. What do you do? You got a boyfriend?
I actually do, but he does not... Well, we don't really see each other much, and we don't do much either.
Why?
He's... Christian.
He's Christian.
You understand, to be a sexual compulsive or sexual addict, you have to have lots of sex.
Gotta get it on once in a while.
I know. I don't know. All I know is that since I was 7, I've been really horny. I didn't even know what horny meant until I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I lost my virginity at 17, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And 17.
That's good.
All right, that's good. Right.
Keep going.
All right, and it's just, my two boyfriends have been really, like, there for me, and then ever since I got to America, it was just, like, it was weird, because the guy...
You've only had two boyfriends? You're fine.
You're healthy.
You're freaking yourself out.
You need a new boyfriend.
You're horny for your culture. You're not horny for our culture.
No, okay, well, I have two boyfriends, but I do not say I was faithful with those two.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Well, now you're going off the chart again.
Hey, by the way, you know what they call me in the Philippines?
What?
Cafe.
Pogi.
Pogi.
Pogi, really?
Pogi,
can I
yeah.
get your number?
Yeah. What's pogi mean?
All right.
You know what pogi means?
Yes, I do.
What's it mean?
Pogi means you're cute, you're handsome.
Yeah. Handsome, that's right.
Handsome. Yeah, handsome. That's my name. That's my Filipino name, Pogi. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh, you see, I have a problem. I do not masturbate, and right now, I do not know how, because it turns me off. So, I need a penis.
You need a penis.
To satisfy me.
Yeah. What about your...
Do you have orgasms?
What about your Christian boyfriend? I'm not done with him. What, he won't have sex with you?
No, he won't.
All right. Well, maybe you should break up with him.
I know. That's what everybody tells me.
Especially since you're having sex with another guy?
What?
Are you having sex with another guy? You said you had two boyfriends?
That was a long time ago. That was when I was young. Like,
okay.
Right now I'm 25. And
all right. Yeah,
you need a new boyfriend.
Here's the thing. You need no boyfriend. You need a nice vibrator and a good job. What do? Are you working? You going to school?
Nurse.
Yes. I'm an accountant.
Accountant. Excellent.
Accountant. Hot accountant. All right. And what do you want to do? Do you want to do anything? You have any hobbies? You want to do something?
Hobby.
Ambitious.
I read a lot of books.
Nah, that's not a hobby.
No, she
needs something.
She's ambitious.
But buy a condo. Do something. Yeah. Focus on something.
But they have
break
a,
up with
have
this guy and focus on
yeah,
something.
This is just, yeah.
You're not as nutty as you think you are.
No, she's not. She's healthy.
And
she got a nutty relationship.
Yeah. I used to install closets with a Filipino guy named Pogi.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Born again. Oh, what a delight. Me and five born-agains installing closets. I should have killed myself. I should have fallen on a closet pole. Had some dignity. Sharpened it up on the grinder and just fell on it.
Ashley, 19?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're 19. Go ahead.
Yes, Sam. Hi. I'm just really curious about this question. I've been meaning to ask you guys for a long time. Actually, it's about the pills that are supposed to make your breasts larger and fuller.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. But sometimes birth control pills do. Something estrogen-containing pills will sometimes do that in some women.
Yeah. I'm on the pill right now, but
yeah.
I
nope,
really
there you
haven't
go. Seen any difference. Nope, there you go. Other than that, it's plastic surgeries.
Your boobs big enough. What size are they?
32C.
Oh, come on.
It's fine. What's
wrong
with
people have plastic procedures, that's what they aim for.
What you guys want?
Nah. They're like, it's because I'm skinny, though. They're kind of, I don't know.
What's wrong with that? You're skinny, you got a C cup. That's good, right?
Not if, I don't know. I feel like I'm not really proportioned. I just feel like I should be bigger.
You're skinny, and you have a C cup. That's more than proportioned.
Are you 7 feet tall?
No, 5'8".
All right, look, you're fine. Do guys like you?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, sure look, I really mean it. I really do think that I was just talking. Forget it. Forget these calls, Joe.
There's somebody on hold for 112 minutes. Are you going to let her go?
All right, I'll be fast. Right. Listen, people, girls need hobbies. Being attractive to men is not a hobby.
No, they need a sense of value in their life other than men.
Save some money and buy a condo.
Yeah.
So focus on something. Guys work on cars. Guys build houses. Yeah. Guys have all kinds of stuff. And we screw, but we have all these other things. You just being presentable to the opposite sex or making yourself more alluring to the opposite sex can't be a full-time job for you.
Mm. Or can't be how you define yourself, more importantly.
Thank you. Naomi?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 26. You tried many different kinds of depression medication.
Antidepressant.
None of them work.
No.
Have you been on mood stabilizers?
That too, yeah.
All right, so you have a personality problem. You need therapy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Antidepressants don't work that well. They're helpful, but they don't take things away when you've got addiction and or personality disorder.
So, psychiatrist?
I've done therapy.
Well, you got to keep doing it.
I've done it. It don't work.
How many years did you do it for with the same therapist?
Not that long.
Okay, that's not doing it. That's not
doing
it.
You really know how to put a fine point on that.
Once you've packed in about 8 years.
Actually, medication made me, like, worse.
All right. Hey, screwball. Remember we were talking about doing therapy?
Go do it.
All right. Or don't do it. I don't care. Just don't have any more kids. You have kids?
I don't have any kids.
Good.
Good.
All right. So here are your choices. No kids or therapy?
Or both.
I don't even have any sex.
Good. That's a good thing. Just go to therapy. Please go to therapy. All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Oh. Hey, everybody. All right. Well, that's the show, y'all. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And we hope to...
See you soon.
Speak to you tomorrow night. Yeah. All right, Drew. We're going home. Don't worry. Yeah. So until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.